Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Guys, this is where I need my audience to come through. I need you guys to retweet this and say, hey, give this guy a follow if you want no kid-sexing Texans news. Here's my sales pitch. I'm planning on taking over as the new guy on Twitter who talks about the Texans but never engages in kid sex. If you think your audience is looking for a statutory-free Texans guy, please retweet this and tell them I am the new guy. Again, guaranteed zero sex offense Texans news.
From Nebraska, maybe it's just go join the Big 12. But and then no season happens and you've taken a big step back. But at least they were competitive in the Big 12. I think they'll find a way to pull it off, man. And I think it's probably going to be the Big 12, the SEC, and the ACC are going to be, well, it's already, those three are the only ones that haven't said they're not doing it out of the Power Five. But I think the AAC is going to try to find a way, too. And I think it's a good way to boost their program because there's going to be a lot of empty time there if they do it.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch. Missed the first 2 hours. A lot of diddler talk.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Anti-diddler talk.
Yeah. Yeah. We're against, and we're...
No tolerance for it.
Right. Right. We're pro people who don't rape children.
Are you ready for my updated Twitter follower count?
Let's hear it.
What I'm up to now. I am at 125 new followers on Twitter.com who like my new platform.
Okay.
As the non-kid rape Texans reporter. Someone asked if my Rockets and Astros coverage would also be non-rape. Will be. 100%. 100% non-kid rape sports news. You're welcome.
Very good. I think that's I can vouch that you'll be non-kid rape free.
Someone did point out, I guess this guy Chris in Austin, who apparently has been listening to me for many years, says, correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember a story about your Austin radio days about you finding out when you were young about a creepy neighbor who had kiddie porn in his place and reported him when you found it. If accurate, your credibility seems good here. And that's actually a true story. And I was a kid, and me and another one of my kid friends, see, I'm going to own my crimes, had broken into a guy's trailer, and we were looking for marijuana. And instead, we found kid porn. And after a lengthy discussion, we decided it was best to turn him in instead and admit that we had done crime. So listen, we had done crime. The truth of it is we kind of said we thought it was our friend's house and we went in and then we were looking around for him and we found this. So it was a little bit of a lie, but sometimes you have to tell a white lie to punish the real criminals who are the child sex predators. I was just a marijuana-looking teen. That's different levels of crime.
Well, and you were out there doing God's work because the police couldn't have gone in there without some kind of...
That's right.
Yeah.
I did what's called a no-knock search where I just... And let me make it clear this crime. I didn't break in per se. I just opened the back door and walked in when he wasn't home.
Okay.
Did have marijuana, but once we found the kid porn, we thought it best not to touch the marijuana stash.
Didn't want it to convert you?
I didn't want the devil's lettuce to get a hold of me.
I admire what you guys did. I still, if I had broken in to steal someone's weed, I would have stolen the weed and reported him.
Well, but then I thought, my whole thought was, if we're going to tell on this guy, then he could easily say, well, they broke in my house and stole my marijuana. And then they could look at us, and if we had the marijuana, they could go, well, now you're a criminal too. the whole point of my story was I just walked into this house thinking it was my buddy's house, and it ended up being the wrong house.
Well,
so
plus,
I was just trying to not go to jail, honestly, at that point. And had there not been kiddie porn, I would have just taken the pot.
So I wonder if they nailed him for pot also.
I don't know.
I mean, and the kiddie porn obviously is going to get you in jail.
That's
marijuana was going to get you in jail for a long time.
This was probably 1994. 94, I would guess. I would venture.
Well, I want to make it clear that not everyone who does enjoy the devil's lettuce, they don't have kiddie porn. Not all of them.
No,
I want
to
make that clear.
That's a fact, Jack.
Mm. It's another one. Yeah, I think you're on the right track here with your campaign.
People seem to like it.
Yeah, I'm for.
And it's filling a need in the community.
Are you still getting people who are mad?
No, there's only been a couple people who are mad about it. And I get there are probably people who are friends with this guy. And
I have a couple of really good friends who are friends with him. I haven't heard from him, of course. But.
And if you're friends with him, cool. I have friends who have messed up, and I've had friends who have messed up to the point where I no longer associate with him. There are lines that you have to draw.
Oh yeah, I've got the same thing. I've cut some people loose. In fact, recently over finding out things, and I will, if I'm your friend, I'll go to the mat for you. But if there's things that you did that I can't accept, I'm sorry, you're out of my life. That's just there's just certain things you can't deal with. And I was fooled by one person too. And but once you find out and once you know it's true, see ya. You're out of my life. Because I don't need that. I told the story about playing golf with Uncle Hilty, who wound up going to death row for killing a kid. Didn't see it. I thought he was a little off, but I never thought, this is a guy who's going to go and kidnap a kid and kill him, trying to get money because he'd run up all these debts. But yeah, you can go Google Uncle Hilty and read what a monster that guy was. And I hung out with him at the track and played golf. And yeah, pretty much cut him out of my life after that.
Yep.
Of course, the courts did that. Because once you're on death row, I'm not going to Huntsville to visit you. Hate to break it to you. So, people can fool you. And, but then it's up to you on how you react to it. So this happens to be something I don't tolerate at all. And, we can all disagree on that. That's fine. Everybody has. Some people believe everybody should be forgiven. I don't. The marathon bomber, I'm never going to forgive that guy.
Yeah.
I'm okay with him dying. Of course, now they've got him off death row. But, so that's where we are. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. And you know what? I still haven't done a gym of the day, so I need to do a gym of the day next segment, if that's okay. And we'll keep the Twitch going because there's some questions on Twitch I want to get to during the break. So,
all right. I got to tell you guys about TGS Insurance. Listen, thanks to our fine listeners, TGS is one of the fastest growing insurance agencies in the state. And why, you might ask? Well, because they're saving people money, lots of it. They save me over $1,000 annually on my homeowner's insurance policy. And you might not even realize that you're paying too much for your homeowner's insurance because you don't think about it. You just sign up for it and then it's gone. But you very well could be. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. Simple as that. They're going to ask for your address. You're going to reply back and give them that. They're going to send you a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. Their company, the savings are real. They've got a nearly perfect online rating with over 1,000 reviews and the average customer saving $900 a year. That could be you. They're open right now trying to save you money. They'll get you refunded on your old policy, get you started saving. Text the word money to 232323. Start saving today with TGS Insurance.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Allstate. Allstate Siding and Window, a family-owned company, and they are open for business. You know why they're open for business? Because they've figured out a way to do business the right way, the smart way, the safe way. They are making sure during consultations and installations, they're safe for you and they're safe for their employees. They've got the best quality siding and windows. Call them today. Get that free consultation and learn about their summer special. 30% off all windows, $2,500 for all full siding jobs. You could save up to 40% on your energy bills with it with new windows. And when you consider the fact, think about how hot it is today. You have new windows that are going to save your energy and make your home more energy efficient. You're paying for these windows pretty quickly just with those savings. You want the best rate? Call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or check them out online, allstatesidingandwindows.com.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Late hits with Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock tonight at 7. Hall of Fame with Booker T and Brad Gilmore at 9. And for those of you who have not gotten enough Rockets and Astros talk, Patrick and Jason will take care of you at 7 o'clock, I guarantee you.
Patrick Creighton, not Patrick Starr.
Right.
Different guys. Hey, I want to address this because Houston media critic, he tweeted us and said, I've heard roles reversed, female teacher scenario celebrated on by sports talk radio host time and time again in Houston. She's hot. I wish I had a teacher like that, etc. Can you guys explain why you think there's a double standard? I think a lot of it is, and I don't have an answer for why it's a double standard or why, but that does exist. I will say this. It's still not right in the reality of it. But I do think that there is something to a male role model having some sort of a power over, and I don't know if it's true or not, but it does seem like there is that double standard. But what I read yesterday about these two girls, and one of them was like apparently sleeping on the floor because she had PTSD from this incident, made it sound like it wasn't a sort of a teacher-student mentor relationship. It was more of like an actual predatory forced right. thing, which male on female, female on male, there's no way to spin that as a positive. So I don't know why it's celebrated, because I'm sure because every young kid dreams of hooking up with his hot teacher. I wanted to hook up with Mrs. Avery, who was the football trainer when I was a Miss Avery. Pardon me. She wasn't married. I was a gentleman when I was in high school. But she was a hot athletic trainer slash health teacher. And I fantasized about Miss Avery because she was incredibly gifted as a trainer. And so I I'm sure there are girls who think that their guy teachers are hot. I'm sure that happens. Doesn't make it okay.
No, and yeah, I agree that there's a double standard that exists there, and I wouldn't say celebrated, but yeah, when I was a 16-year-old kid, I had a hot teacher that I fantasized about, and guess what? My hormones were raging when I was 16. I fantasized about everything that had a vagina, okay? It wasn't just the teachers, but, again, it's wrong, and, but we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about this particular situation. So, all right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we later on in the show we do deaths, but today we're going to talk about a very long life as your Gem of the Day. There is a New Jersey woman who is 1 month away from her 108th birthday.
Damn.
Just from some perspective, she was born before the invention of the bra. She was born the same year the Titanic sank.
Oh, my.
So, but how about this? She was born in Brooklyn to deaf parents, and now She's overcome both the Spanish flu a century ago and COVID-19 a couple of months ago.
Wow.
So
she was born in 1912?
That would be correct, yes. So as a child, she beat the Spanish flu, and as a 107-year-old, she beat the Rona. And how about this? She has a younger sister who's 105 years old. She also survived both illnesses.
My goodness.
See, I wanted a positive, uplifting story.
Do you know there was a presidential election in 1912?
Yeah, was that Woodrow?
It was Woodrow Wilson defeating. There were actually four candidates that year on the ticket. One was Eugene Debs, who was a socialist, an actual socialist. That's the party he represented from Indiana.
Interesting.
He got 6% of the vote. William Howard Taft, a Republican from Ohio, got 23.2% of the vote. Theodore Roosevelt, a progressive from New York, got 27.4%, and Woodrow Wilson got 41.8% as a Democrat from New Jersey. All those names, that, like, if you were alive when they were being elected president, you're really, really old.
Yeah, yeah, those are history book names. But good for her. She's said she still goes dancing, believe it or not, at 108. And that's a pretty cool story. So that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day. You want to know what Roosevelt was running on? 8-hour workday. That was a big part of his platform.
Interesting.
God, you're ancient at that point.
Yep. Man. As Rex said, when Fred said celebrate a long life, I thought he was going to talk about Bill Yeoman. I honestly didn't know that Bill passed away until Jerome came on just now. I hadn't seen that anywhere, which is weird. But I'm really big fan of Bill Yeoman's from when I was going to try to walk on before I destroyed my shoulder. He was a coach. And we actually, last time I talked to him, we talked about that a little bit. And he had a lot of success there. And I just a nice, nice old dude is kind of how I know him. Because he retired right as I was in college. And so I got to know him a little bit later on. And, you know, really smart football mind. And he was just a fun guy to be around. And I don't know what he was like during his coaching years. That might have been different. But, you know, he was friendly with everybody. And sorry to see him go, but he had a good run. So. Somebody said you broke 100 retweets, AJ.
Oh, well, thank you.
People are interested in your services.
People want this. It's a need, honestly.
Well,
new followers, it's out of control.
There's a gap. There's definitely a gap now. I wonder how many followers he's lost since we mentioned, hey, maybe you shouldn't be following this guy. I think I should do a quick check. Although, since I don't follow him anymore.
Yeah, you don't know now.
Yeah. Well, I could still see his Twitter profile.
I'm up to 130.
Yeah, he's still at 24.4K.
130 new followers today. All thanks to you guys.
He's followed by 114 other. Okay, Sports Map was following him.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad you're not the editor of that anymore?
Yeah. It'd
be a bad look for you.
I've gained about 10% of what you have gained.
Well, you didn't have the platform that I had to run on. Like I decided.
Well, of course, yeah.
I decided on my mission. I put out a mission statement, and people were like, "You know what? I like that mission," and they bought in. I promised not to let them down.
Should we text Josh to tell him to unfollow him?
Nah, he'll figure it out.
Okay, hopefully.
Yeah. I don't know. It was, yeah. Lamont asked me in college with Andre Ware. I was a couple years ahead of Andre. Actually, my youngest brother, who was the best athlete in the family, actually had a baseball scholarship, hit two home runs off of Andre Ware in one game when Andre was pitching for Dickinson.
All right.
So, yeah, he was a little bit behind me. Somebody said there's about half of the ESPN 97.5 staff following him. Yeah, though.
Guess who's not in that half? Your boy. Were you following him before?
Yeah, but all three of us now have unfollowed him.
Yep. Yeah, but you guys are still a little bit unclean because you were following him.
No, we'd only be unclean if we still were following him now. See, yeah. That's the thing. This is like I was talking about.
You were following him yesterday, though, and the news was out.
Yeah, but you know what? It's always one of those I want to make sure things.
Oh,
and there was also a rumor about this that I had heard about 2 or 3 years ago.
Well, see, that's the thing.
I didn't even hear the rumor. I just had a feeling, so I stayed away from following him.
Intuition.
Yep.
See, that's another thing that you can share with the people is your intuitions.
Yeah.
All I do is give people hockey picks that win, and it doesn't get me anything. Okay, I tweeted out a +115 today. Congratulations. My account's happy. I was also pitching my website a little bit, but hey. Jay Sager asked if you watched The Deuce on HBO. I gave it a shot. It just wasn't for me. I'm really, this is going to sound a little surprising, but I think HBO's really losing ground to these other platforms in terms of their new shows.
I don't disagree with you. I mean, especially because those other shows put all the episodes out at once, it's a game changer.
But I also think they're just making better shows, and HBO was the leader forever, and then kind of FX and AMC and all these guys started, you know, doing HBO type shows, and now the streaming services are doing such a great job, and I do think that's part of it. I'm going to be really curious how this thing works with The Boys, because I think they're dropping the first three on one day. And then you have to wait a week for the next one.
I don't like it.
I'm not a fan of it. I like being able to say, you know what? I got all day Saturday. I'm going to start at 9 in the morning, and I'm going to watch the whole damn series. But that's just me. All right. I have a little... I know that there's Hoffman on Hollywood tomorrow, but I have a little Hollywood thing I'd like to do when we come back.
Let's do it.
And, all right. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. All right. The Forbes list of the highest paid actors for 2020 is out. And I don't know if this one, I think there's some surprises on here. I bet you guys can guess who's number one. This is who's been paid the most in 2020.
I mean, what's coming out in 2020?
Well, anything with The Rock, right? So he's 87.
Yeah, he would have been my guess.
Yeah, 87.5 million. I'll tell you what, I'll give you guys two guesses each, and I'll be surprised if of the four, one of them is on this list. What? Well, no, I'd be surprised if two, because there's one free throw that is always on the list. So you get two guesses, both of you.
This is the top 10?
Top 10.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel is number five at 54 million.
Okay. Your turn.
Chris Pratt?
Incorrect.
I'll go with Marky Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg, number three. So you got both of yours.
Who's number two?
Huh?
Tyler.
Are there any ladies on the list?
This is actors. This is man actors.
No, there's no ladies on the list.
Okay.
Oh, there's one guy who's pretty close.
Oh, Jason Momoa?
No, incorrect.
The guy who wrote Hamilton.
Yeah, he's number seven.
Okay.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah, that dude's banking this year.
Well, and I'm surprised nobody guessed Adam Sandler because he's always on this list.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about
it. Yeah, he produces a lot of stuff.
I got one. Ryan Reynolds.
Number two, 71.5 mil. So here's your list. The Rock, number one, 87.5. Ryan Reynolds, number two, 71.5. Boy, people bitch about what athletes make. This is one year in a down year for everybody. Marky Mark, 58 million. Ben Affleck, 55 million.
Ben Affleck? What's he? I guess he did that Way Back movie.
And he produces a lot of stuff, too.
Yeah, okay. I think he had that. And plus, he had that one Netflix movie about where he was in charge of a bunch of soldiers going to get money. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. Triple Frontier.
Yeah, that thing was like one of the. It's on the.
I've heard of it. Is it good?
Parts of it, yeah.
The ending kind of sucked. But
the ending sucked.
All the action was good.
What about Will Smith?
William Smith is number eight on the list.
Now, is this their revenue only solely because of acting, or does this have other stuff?
No, this is just
just what they made?
Their estimated earnings. So Reynolds had Six Underground and Red Notice on Netflix. Vin Diesel would have made a lot more if Fast 9 didn't get bumped to 2021.
Well, he'll be up on the list next year. Don't worry.
But okay, so The Rock, Ryan Reynolds, Mark Wahlberg, Ben Affleck, Vin Diesel, Akshay Kumar.
Is he a Bollywood person?
I don't know who Akshay Kumar is. Somebody's going to have to help me. Lin-Manuel Miranda, 45.5 million. That's obviously for the Hamilton thing. Will Smith, 44.5. Adam Sandler, 41. Somehow, Jackie Chan, 40 million.
Jeez, that's surprising.
When is the last time you've watched a Jackie Chan movie?
The one he did with Chris Tucker, Rush Hour.
Yeah, and Rush Hour 2.
Rush Hour 2. Yeah,
Rush Hour 2. Shanghai Nights.
Didn't watch it.
Never watched that.
Okay, yeah, no. That was pretty good actually. Both the Shanghai movies were really good with Owen
Wilson.
I didn't
know there was a sequel.
Yeah, no, Shanghai Noon was the first.
Oh, Shanghai
one.
Noon. That's what
Shanghai
it was.
Nights Shanghai was the sequel. Yeah. So Akshay Kumar is he's a Bollywood guy. His first television series, The End, for Amazon Prime. I've not seen that. I've heard of it.
I've heard it's really, really good.
Will Smith got paid for King Richard, which isn't out yet. And let's see, Sandler.
What's he got going on?
Signed another deal to create four more movies after his film Murder Mystery became one of the stream's most popular films of all time.
Was that the one with Jennifer Aniston?
I don't know.
It's on Netflix.
I don't know if I've seen it.
I think I've bailed about three quarters of the way.
Yeah, I watched some of that Western movie he made that wasn't very good, and then
he just doesn't do good movies anymore.
And then that Uncut Gems, I thought was awful.
I did too. I didn't like it. A lot of people did though.
This also includes like endorsement stuff. So like Jackie Chan, it says he made five movies in the past year, but he pads his film income with millions from endorsement and licensing deals.
Good on him.
Yeah, I mean, The Rock, he's got to be banned. He's making money from WWE, his tequila company, Under Armour.
And the XFL now.
And now the XFL, but that wasn't included.
I don't think that's
list.
Making any money right now.
Not just yet.
Hey, will you turn on Los Astros?
It's on the same station, isn't it?
You would think, but they're not on.
It's on the alternate channel.
Jackie Chan has a movie on Netflix called The Foreigner. It's dark and good. I think that's been out for a while, though. I don't think that. I could be wrong.
Astros trailing 1-0, top of the second. Boy, I'm losing hope for this team. Their bullpen is so terrible. And I get that. The overall, and I've heard Jason Braddock talk about it, like the overall numbers for the Astros aren't bad from a hitting standpoint, but when Altuve and Bregman are combined to hit like, 200, it's hard to get too excited about the offense, to be honest.
They're just out of sync. When they hit, they don't pitch, and when they do pitch well, they don't score runs. It's just it's one of those things at some point it'll turn around, but you can't mess around too much.
And their run differential, I want to say, is worse than the Tigers. They are plus two in the run differential category. Oh, no, they've passed the Tigers. The Tigers are now minus two. But, yeah, plus two in run differential. That ain't good.
Yeah, that's below average. And
if the playoffs started today, which they won't, but if they did, the Astros wouldn't make the playoffs in a year where eight teams make the playoffs.
Wow.
Ugh, and we're over a quarter of the way through the season.
Yep.
So I know it's just 17 games. That's a lot of games in this year.
Yeah, but it's like we talked about this before. When you get on a losing streak, it could get really bad for you. But if they reel off five wins in a row, they're right back in it. So,
if they reel off three losses in a row, they're in last place.
Yeah, yeah. But that's the thing. I mean, they're more likely to run off five in a row and win games than they are, especially with some of the crap teams they're playing.
Yeah, that's true. But, hell, they lost to a crap team last night.
Yeah, they did. But, you know, it's some point you start turning it around. They're not going to play this poorly the whole season. I don't think they're going to play near what we thought they were going to be. But, yeah, I don't know. I find it hard to get interested at all in this team. I think when Verlander went out,
you kind of gave up hope. That's like, what I did, certainly.
Yeah. So, I'll be honest. I kind of get the sense that, I don't want to say the fan base is out, but I sure sense a lot of apathy.
I mean, I wonder if it's like that for every organization right now. But I will say, this year of all years, it would have been nice to see the Astros come out and play with some heart, and we haven't seen it. So if they're that disinterested, it's hard to blame a fan base for being apathetic.
Well, and I think there's been so much off the field stuff here too. It's been kind of hard to, it's hard to get behind them, especially when they're not playing well. I mean, this has always been a fickle sports city.
Yep.
And you're not the lovable guys anymore. And now you're not playing very well. It's real easy to just say, all right, I'll go pay attention to someone else. And we didn't really talk too much about the Rockets. They lost today, but they also, Westbrook was supposed to sit out, but it looks like he's going to sit out both these last couple games and try to get healthy for the playoffs, which is really all they should be worried about right now is just get as sharp as possible and see what happens when we get the postseason, because that's been the question with them all along. And Asa, I mean, that's another one. No real reason to dive into it, because they're not going to answer anything for us until the playoffs start, in my opinion. But looks like Altuve's taking a night off.
I think it was a scheduled day off, or two. Maybe
he could use
days.
One. Honestly,
yeah. He,
I'm all right with that.
Yeah. But I don't know, man. I think I'm just not that interested in baseball right now, and I'm not that interested in the Astros because they're not fun to watch. And and here's Kyle Tucker out here weighing 80 pounds.
Well, that's 120 pounds less than his batting average. So
does it bother the hell out of you that he puts dirt on his hand every time? Like, just get some gloves, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm much more bothered by the fact that Ted Williams can't hit the freaking ball.
Well, yeah. See, there he goes.
He does have to do it between every...
And it's like, it wouldn't bother me that much if he actually hit.
You know what I think would be funny? Is if a team made instead of having dirt right there, they made like a little turf patch. I bet that's what it's like in Toronto. What's he do in Toronto? Is there dirt there?
Well, it's Buffalo now, but I guess he wasn't there last year, or maybe he was. I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna.
It's confusing. It. I wonder what happens. He's yet to hit a ball to the left side. Is that what it's saying? Nil percent. Nil percent of his balls have been hit to the left side all season long. But Ted Williams, yeah, I get that. I see the Ted Williams and that he. Yeah, I'm with you, man. I'm having a hard time really, you know, getting all fired up about these Astros, mostly because I don't think they're very good. Well, I shouldn't say that. I don't think they're a championship contender.
Yeah.
And in the last couple of years, it's been really easy to be excited about them because you felt like they were a contender. Honestly, the minute that Justin Verlander got hurt, I was like, well.
Because they were going to need him to be great anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
So you let go of Gerrit Cole, who was the best pitcher in the world last year, at least the best pitcher in the American League.
Well, you can't say they let him go. Yeah.
But he leaves.
You lost him, yes.
You lose him, and then the second best pitcher in the American League gets hurt in the first game.
Yeah, and you had so many question marks behind him, and none of those question marks have really done anything. McCullers had a good game two nights ago, which is good, but now you're asking him to be Verlander.
And he's not.
All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So guess who the Rona, guess who got the Rona? Bill Plaschke.
Oh, no.
And I was reading his column there on the break, and it's usual pretentious stuff about, you know, but he's apparently said it was pretty bad, but he strikes me as kind of whiny too. So, not a Plaschke fan, but he did get the Rona. All right, let's wrap it up the way we do every Wednesday. Let's go through deaths. And let's see, Glenn Campbell, 2017, died dead at the age of 81. Didn't he sing Galveston? Wasn't that Galveston?
I think so.
Galveston? Yeah. 1969, Sharon Tate, murdered by Manson's gang at 26. Allegedly, yeah. I think we pretty much know. Unless you watch Once Upon a Time in America. Jerry Garcia, 1995, dead at 53. Grateful for it, I might add.
Ah, I see what you mean.
Sorry. 1982, Henry Fonda. Dead of heart disease at 77. Not really a great run. He always looked older than 77 at the end, too.
Yeah.
2020, Kamala. Not Kamala Harris, the vice president, but James Kamala Harris. Diabetes and COVID at the age of 70. Let's see.
I do think it's weird that Kamala Harris, the vice presidential nominee, and that's the way you define the two is hers is pronounced Kamala, and Kamala was pronounced Kamala, but his last name was also Harris.
Harris, yeah.
Like if you had a kid named Harris, I guess she may have been older than Kamala. I don't know.
I think so. Yeah.
That's an unfortunate pairing.
But still, that could be like a deep state thing. Like, oh, let's kill this guy so that way.
I mean, honestly, I know Kamala, he'd already had the beatus and he'd like lost his legs. I would have voted for him. Legit. I would have given him a vote this year.
I'd vote for him dead over the other Harris. All right. Let's see. Frank Gifford in 2015, dead at 84. Skip down here. 1932, Rin Tin Tin, American Hollywood Shepherd Dog. This cannot be correct. It says dead at 91. There's no way the dog lived in that.
That's dog years.
Yeah, come on.
Well, give me the math on how real that is.
13.
Okay. All right, let's get to our best deaths. Rick James, cocaine's a hell of a drug. Pulmonary failure and cardiac failure at the age of 56. 2008, Bernie Mac. God, it's been 12 years since Bernie Mac died.
That's pretty wild to think about.
Yeah, dead at 50. Robin Williams, 2014. suicide at 63. We go back to 30 BC for Cleopatra, last ruler of the Egyptian Ptolemaic dynasty. Suicide allegedly by inducing an asp to bite her, which was
Queen of the Nile.
Yeah. And didn't she like hook up with
How
all
old
the
was
Romans?
She?
Doesn't say.
Is she, Alexander the Great got up on her, I think.
But didn't like the there were Roman guys too that she hooked up with?
I don't know.
Yeah. And then Bill Yeoman, we mentioned. Apparently that happened today. So RIP to Bill Yeoman, former University of Houston football coach.
Yeah, that was I printed this up, and then right whenever I printed it, I saw he passed away. I was like, ah, I'm not going to go back.
You're not going to waste trees.
That. Yeah.
Okay, we keep the music going. We still have dead porn stars. Yeah, 2013. We don't have ages on these, so it's going to complicate things. 2013, Alicia Tyler died of?
Murdered by a pimp?
Stomach issues and asthma.
Judging by all their pictures, they were in their 20s.
Okay. 2011, Barbara Bellucci.
Alcohol poisoning?
Pneumonia.
Same thing.
Okay, close enough. And August 11th, 2020, Debbie Lee.
Suicide.
Suicide it is. Ding,
yes.
Ding, 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 ding. There you go. And that is your deaths. All right, so what the hell are we going to do tomorrow?
We're going to do the show.
We did this on Twitch last segment. It was something I wanted to get to all day, but Bro Bible did 10 bands that are worse than Nickelback. So we'll do that at some point tomorrow over the air.
I'm open for that.
So some interesting ones on there. I'll just say that. And I think your Astros are down 1-0. Is that correct?
1-0.
Good luck, Astros. Who was pitching today?
I just looked it up and now I can't remember who it was. It's Trevor Cahill for Los Gigantes and Zach Greinke for Los Astros.
Well, you better get a win if you got Zach Greinke out there.
Yeah.
Well, I have no more hockey plays.
Valdez tomorrow, Christian Javier. We'll see if he can get back to normal. I say back to normal. Like that's
what he is.
That's what we should expect. Like we should expect Christian Javier to be Cy Young. But,
you know, somebody was telling me about, oh, well, the good news is all these young pitchers will get some experience. And it's like, I'm thinking to myself, when was the last time they developed a young pitcher for as much as
Lance
Brent
McCullers,
Strom.
Right?
Lance McCullers is it. Yeah.
Before that, it was Brandon Backey.
I think it was J.R. Richard. Let's go even farther back. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Tyler, appreciate you filling in, man. Always a pleasure. AJ, solid job today.
Thank you, sir.
That's all right. We'll do it again tomorrow. Until then, stay Rona free, bitches.